Pentos last week, we were discussing the sugya of Shaliach, Osa Shaliach. Even though the Gemara told us in our sugya, in Kedishma Malach, if I looked out, the Gemara told us, derived from Sukkim, that Shaliach is Osa Shaliach, and we thought that that implies Bein Begitin, Bein Begadushin, Bein for the man, Bein for the woman. So what we saw already that we had some limitations, some hesitations about this, because the Gemara in Masechet Gittin told us in the sixth parak, the third parak, not the sixth parak, there's a principle called Mirir Lamimser and LaShaliach, that one Shaliach cannot appoint a second Shaliach if the first Shaliach was only given something which is just words alone. So let's say, for example, if Reuven asked Shimon to write a get for him, so Shimon can't delegate somebody else to write the get, because Shimon didn't get anything. If Reuven handed Shimon the piece of paper, he handed him the get, now Shimon wants to hand it over to the next Shaliach, that we can do, that Shaliach is a Shaliach. Whenever it's mealy, whenever it was just words alone, so that somehow is not the toe face to hand over to delegate to somebody else. So the question now that we shared and had was, where do you draw the line? How exactly do you define what is mealy, what's not mealy? So we said that maybe there's a difference whether it's the Shaliach l'holoch asaget, or Shaliach l'kabol asaget. Some Rishonim said that when you have Shaliach l'holoch asaget, when I'm giving you the piece of paper, that's called Shaliach l'maisa. When the woman's appointing was a shliach to receive a get, that's called mealy, because she didn't do anything. She didn't hand anything. That was one possibility. Then we spoke at the end of the shiur about, what about a shliach l'holochas ha-kedushin? So if Reuven appoints a shliach to give kedushin to somebody, is that called mealy, or is that called a maisa? So we saw some Rishonim said, that's called a maisa. Some Rishonim said, maybe it depends, ketzer shtarol. And finally, at the end of the shiur, which is going to become the basis for today's shiur, we saw the famous shiur of Mordechai. Mordechai quotes from one of the Rishonim, the Kaddish Midorosh. So we don't know too much about him, we just know Nebuch that he died on Kiddush Hashem. So the Kaddish Midarash is quoted by saying that even Halachas HaKiddushin is always called Mili. Why is it called Mili? Because it can't be done without the woman's consent. Why do we say that Nesinas HaGet is called a Maisa? Because it's a done deal. When Reuben appoints a Shaliach to give a get, it's done already. It's as if it's done. There's nothing the woman can do to stop that get from going through. That's called a Maisa Gomer. That's Shaliach as a Shaliach. But Allah is a Kedusha, the woman will veto. She says, I don't want to get married to you. So the Shaliach can't do anything. So the Shaliach doesn't have authority. Doesn't have complete authority yet. Kozman, you don't have authority to go through with the Chalois all on your own. That falls into the category of Mila Mitzvah Shaliach. That was a Chiddush at the Kaddish Midarash and Mordechai. That Shaliach l'Halach is a get. Yes, Shaliach is a Shaliach. Shaliach l'Halach is a Kedusha. No, ain't Shaliach is a Shaliach. So it's with that background that we have a fascinating discussion about the Ketzos. When the Ketzos raises the question whether, based on this Kaddish Midarash, the dinim should change Bizman Hazeh. We mentioned at the very end of the shiur last week that yes, it's true, min ha-Torah, one can divorce his wife against her will, but he can't mid the Rabbanan. Once there's a chayim der v'negarishim, so a person is not allowed to be megarish his wife against her will. So how in the world will that impact on a potential issue shliach osa shliach be'aloch as again? So we take a look. It was on the Mar Kovas that came out for a couple of tzelsim. The other is a tzelsim kuf pei beis of cotton beis. Right, we have it. It showed up in kuf pei beis of cotton beis. Got it. Okay, it's Kufa base, Kufa base. So before we get to the Kaddish Midarash's application, we need a little bit of a background. So the background begins with the Tshuva, the Neidi B'Yud. So B'Shal's Tshuva's Neidi B'Yud, B'Chalek Eben Ezer, Kama, Heloi, the following interesting shan. B'get Shenitan Eidei Shaliach B'Yav Korcha. Reuven appoints a Shaliach to give a get to his wife. And the Shaliach doesn't do too much, but he forces the get into the hands of the wife. She says, I don't want to accept this get. And he shoves it into her hand and gives her the get. Now, clearly, there was a violation of the Chayim Der Ben Gershom. But we want to know, was the violation of Chayim Der Ben Gershom, was that enough to disqualify the get, even with the Evid or not? So just because somebody violated the Issa of Chayim Der Ben Gershom, that in and of itself doesn't disqualify the get, with the Evid. But, says the Nevi Yehudah, this is more complicated, because here the get was given Adei Shaliach. So, in effect, what happened was, there was a shlichus that was appointed, but the nesinus haget was done ayadei aveira. It was a violation of chayim der ben gershom. So maybe we should plug in the following rule. Catch this one. Ein shliach v'dvar aveira. That since there was an aveira that was done, and there's a principle called ein shliach v'dvar aveira, But that principle might very well mean is that the entire shlichus is null and void. If the shlichus is null and void, then it turns out that the person who gave the get wasn't authorized halachically to do so. So the get is bottled on the level of their isa. A very strange thing that the aveira of chenzer ben gershom could potentially disqualify get with their isa, because it undoes, it unravels the shlichus, and by unraveling the shlichus, the meila, the get is bottled a little even min haTorah. That's the debut of this chiddush gadol. Let's take a look again. Mishnah de Yehuda. Why? Since Ein Shlichus V'Aveira declares that the action is mamish botel, Ein Shlichus V'Aveira is not just an issue of do we punish the shaliach, do we punish the mishalach, but it actually undermines the very chalois altogether. And put all two together. So therefore, the Nevi'ita says it would be a problem. The get is no good on the Levot Yeraisa. Now, truth to be told, before we even get to the Ketzaisa's issue, there are two almost penalty markers go down on this psalm. There are two potential questions on this psalm. First of all, who says that's called an Aveira? It's an Aveira Midravonon, but just because it's an Aveira Midravonon, who says that's called an Ein Shlichus V'Aveira? We're possibly on a Din Yeraisa. So what qualifies as an Aveira? Is an Aveira Drabbanah constitute an Aveira for the purposes of Ein Shlichus V'Aveira? Or maybe you need an Aveira D'Oraisa to constitute an Aveira? So that's an independent question. It's an interesting shayla. It's a suffix in the Mishnah Melech. So Gemara's and Baba Kama, back and forth, Raya's, not for now. That's issue number one. One can take issue with an Aveira. Number two, who said that Ein Shlichus V'Aveira unravels the Shlichus? Who says that Ein Shlichus V'Aveira undoes the Diyav of the Shlichus? Maybe Ein Shlichus V'Aveira just means if Reuven appoints Shimon to kill Levi, Reuven gets punished. Shimon does get punished. Shimon gets punished. The person who pulls the trigger gets punished. The Shaliach gets punished, not the Mishalech. The Mishalech is not going to Olam Haba so fast. But in terms of Beis and Shemata, the Shaliach is the one who's held responsible. So who said that Ein Shlichus V'Aveira is anything more than just Legabi Onshim? So that's actually perhaps 2 days in Taisa Mitzvah. So each Nekuda that the Nebuta makes is questionable. You can argue with every nuance of the Nebuta, this Psaq, but we're not learning the Tzuya yet, and hopefully we will a little bit later on, but not tonight. We want to pick up on the last point of Nebuta. And that's where the Ketos takes issue with the Nebuta. Says the Ketos, Ulefiyani es daiti. Now the Ketos takes to issue with the Nebuta. Ulefiyani es daiti. Nira. Teheicha de'ose shaliach stam lagarish. If Reuven appoints a shaliach to be regarish his wife, v'sheyia yado ki yado, Reuven says to Shimon, you be my shaliach. Whatever you do is kilo I did. But Reuven never stipulated, what was the critical point Reuven didn't stipulate to Shimon? He said, you be my shaliach and give my wife a get. But what did he not say? He said, he didn't say give her. He didn't say beat her up. He didn't say force her down the throat. He just said, you be my shaliach. Whatever that means. Who decided to give the get beyond korcho? The shaliach. Says the Ketzai is continuing. Vashaliach nasa la get biyakracha. The shliach on his own will decided to beat her up and to give her the get. The chaygav the shaper have a get. Under such circumstances, that's a good get. You know why? Kevin diyada shliach, yadam shliach bikr a get. The shlichus wasn't with v'aveira. Listen to the words. Ain shliach with v'aveira. You can't appoint the shliach to do an aveira. If you appoint the shliach to do an aveira, that shlichus doesn't register on the shlichus scale. But here, Reuven appointed Shimon to give a get. It's not an Aveira to give a get. The fact that the Shaliach chose in his own free will to do an Aveira, that's between him and the Rabban Shalom, him and Rabbeinu Gershom. That has no impact on the Etzem HaShlich. That's the Ketzais' disagreement with the Nedvim. So therefore, continues the Ketzais. The Mashiach Nasa Lavi HaKorcha, the Ava Bechem to Rabbeinu Gershom, Haba Lekilu Asa Aveir Midaitai, the Chol Ki Agav Neiko HaShlichos Lo Botel. He makes reference to a Mishnah Melech that already said this in a little bit of a different context. Okay, we're going to leave out the right Mishnah Melech, not important for our purposes. So comes the Ketzos. And he picks up on, I don't know whether it's in the next column, I don't know how it showed up in the, I don't remember which Ketzos I was copying from, but it goes, V'nichali bazeh mai dekashalon. See what those words are? It's about, I give it about 8 lines or so when we left off. 10 lines when we left off. I can't even say it's the first word line because I think it's a different printing of the Ketzos that some of you may be looking at. I think even when I made the Zeros copies, I made the pictures off the Ktsos in my office, which is a different edition of the Ktsos. What? It's a whole other paragraph.
It's a new paragraph.
Okay, fine. Okay, so V'nichalim is Zemai Dekashalan. Okay, is that what you have there? I don't know if you have the old ones, the new ones on the phone. Everyone's got it? V'nichalim Zemai Dekashalan? Yeah, it's about 10 lines or so from where we left off. Find it on the phones or? Now I realize I have to make copies on the phones from what I hear. same edition. Nichalei Maidikashalan.
Yeah, it's on the same page. It's the fourth to last line on the left column on the phones.
On the phones, okay.
Fourth to last fourth line of the left column.
I think if the Ktsos knew what was going on there,
he
would be like, "Fair, what's going on? It's easier to write a Ktsos than to find a Ktsos on the phone." So comes the Ktsos and says, "Based on what I just disagreed with the Rebbe Yehuda, I just put the brakes on Shlichus Ve'Ein Shlichus Vadeira. Now I understand the following. Now it's understood to me. My Dekashlan, I had the following cash. The feed divrei Ashut HaNiskar, according to the Rebbe Yehuda, who apparently didn't hold this way, according to the Rebbe Yehuda, says that Ein Shlichus Ve'Aveir means if in any shape or form the Shaliach gives the get, the Akroch of the woman, whether he was instructed to do that or he did it of his own free will, in all cases the Shlichus is batel. Says in Rebbe Yehuda, V'hadikayim alon Shaliach osa Shaliach, afilu ad meya, everybody knows that for Shlichus of Halachas I get, Avad the shlichus. That was a mishnah. We spoke about this last. It was a mishnah. It was getting that if you appoint the shlich, he can make a nashi. He can make a nashi. 100 million shlichim. For hachin halacham ruvacha bi Yisrael. This is common practice. Today's world is not as common, but in the olden days, again, the guy is living in Poland and he's divorcing his wife in Eretz Yisrael. It could have gone through 10 hands, one shlich to another shlich until it made it to Eretz Yisrael. So he says that we do this all the time. We give get the nayidei shlichus to shlich. But fracted in the Yehuda, I'm sorry, fracted size. The evil guy be kedushin, cost of evan as there the ain shliach also shliach. But in Hilchos kedushin, we paskin that one shliach can't appoint another shliach. Why? Umishum the milam himself a shliach. Why is that? Whom he did be Mordechai perik basic kedushin. Paskin a kaddish midarash. Back when we left off last week, based on the kaddish midarash shita, the oisah shliach lekaddish. Afilu is the spaderach. If you appoint the shliach to be a shliach lekedushin, even if the shliach gets sick and he can't make it, eino yochel asa shliachach. We cannot make another shliach. Why? Mishum demile ninu umilu rusel shliach. What in the world makes kedushin mile? What's the Mordechai and the Kadosh Midrash shita? V'yaf agav the gabi get kaimelon shliach also shliach v'lohavi mile mishum esiris aget. Even though when it comes to a get, the handing of the get is not called mile. That's called a maisa. And by kedushin, you also have a mice of handing of the ring. Zach the kaddish midarsh, the punchline, lo dami, they're not the same. Why? The gabi get is the punchline. Isha miskareshes bi'al korcha. By a get, once you hand over the get to the shaliach, it's almost a done deal because he has the right to give it the get even bi'al korcha. Umiyad kishayagia get liat shaliach harei ki'ilu mugareshes. Hukach lo'avi mili shereya shaliach yachal garish bi'al korcha. Di'ad shaliach yadabal. About shulich of kedushin, but in the kaddish midrash's application of kedushin, where imlo sovia isha, if the woman doesn't want ena miskadeshes, since the woman has the veto power, hukachavle mili ad kan l'shon. That's right out of the Mordechai. We read this verbatim last week as well. So frantic choice became on that idna bosachem rabbeinu gershem gam begerushin imlo sovia isha ena mugureshes. Post the world of Chaim Rebbeinu Gershom, go try to give a get b'yakorach. Let the first shliach give a get b'yakorach. Go let him try. Let him try to give a get b'yakorach. We're going to say that the get is no good because ain't shluchat v'aveira. So if that's the case, that the zman hazeh post Chaim Rebbeinu Gershom, a shliach cannot give a get b'yakorach. The kailer that should be that the zman hazeh nesinus haget should be milei lemimtzur on the shliach, and that's disproven. That's just not true. The facts are wrong. Says it says everybody knows that shlichos shlich even bezman hazeh. And our brother did him today. We still apply the rule shlichos shlich by the sinus again. So why not? What happened to the kodesh midarish? So says it says that exactly what happened. What the answer is? According to what I just said, everything's gemal. Why? V'chol she'nosem yada shalich b'stam, if the husband said explicitly to the shalich, beat the wife up and give her the get, that's takhen shalich v'aver. But if he didn't do that, if he just handed over the get to the shalich stam, v'osas ha'shalich b'stam l'garesh, havala yaduk yadabal, that the shliach, even bisman hazeh, has the option, quote unquote, to be megarish of yakorcha. Doesn't mean he's supposed to, doesn't mean he's a tzaddik, he does, doesn't mean he's a baal aveira. But at the end of the day, even bisman hazeh, if a shliach will be megarish, a woman yakorcha, as long as he wasn't appointed to do that, we won't unravel the shlichus, we won't disqualify the shlichus. So therefore, even in a world of post-Cherem de Menegershom, a get is like it was in the olden days. So Bizman Chazal, a get was obviously not mealy, because it's Efshe B'Yakorcha. Kiddushin obviously was mealy, according to Kadosh B'Dar, because it's not Pasha B'Yakorcha. Frektik Tzayisik Asher, Bizman is that get should revert to become like Kiddushin, but we know it's not. So the answer is, a get can also, so to speak, be given B'Yakorcha. When? Why? Eishlech Zavair, it's impossible. You're right. If you were appointed to give Yakorcha, then you can't. But if you weren't, then you have an option to do it. Not that you should do it, not that it's the right thing to do, it's an Aveira, but we won't disqualify the get, won't disqualify the Shalichus.
So what's Chem de Gershon? It's more of just a
It's a bad
suggestion.
Thing. It's a bad, no, it's a bad, it's Chem. We're going to throw you out of Shofar. We're not going to be nice to you.
But it's not
it doesn't change it, right? According to these Rishon, these problems, it doesn't change it. Yeah.
The husband himself does it.
So Pashas that Dvarmas would be okay. B'diyah would be okay. There are some folks who want to argue that B'diyah, but it's no good. But the B'diyah and the Kittos weren't going with that. They were assuming if the husband does it, it is good, B'diyah, but if the Shaliach does it, then the B'diyah raised the question, raised the objection, and Shaliach is about there, to which the Kittos disagrees. So because of the Kaddish B'daris Hashita, which doesn't translate into Gittin as Barazah, the Kittos took on the B'diyah, and he redefined an Eishlech Vavir. So hopefully, Metzachem, we get to the Sugis Eishlech Vavir later on the Chmen Beis and Gimel. Hopefully, we're going to come back to this Ketos again, because there's a lot to talk about this Ketos. But for our purposes, so we saw what the Ketos has to say. So the Kaddish B'Darish, although originally was talking Hukas Kedushin, post Chemdim and Yeshem could potentially impact Gittin, and it forced the Ketos to be Bechadish, because of this Kasha, the Rebbe cannot be correct. So I say, let's just put the final touches on the sugi meal, the Rusla Shliach, particularly in the Kaddish Midarash, the Shita, and take it one step out of the realm of what we've been talking about. We've been talking a lot about Gittin, a lot about Kiddushin. Let's talk about Mominus. Let's explain this about Mominus. I give a gift, I want to give a gift to Shimon, and I come to Reuven, I say, Reuven, do me a favor, please bring my Shliach, bring this set of Mishnah Berurah to the Bar Mitzvah, you be a Shliach. I didn't say Zachar Shalom B'Fonav. I'm not saying Zachar. You be my shaliach to go bring this gift to Pliny. And for whatever reason, shaliach gets sick, can't do it. He wants to appoint another shaliach to do it on his behalf. Does that work? Does the second shaliach have the authority to act on behalf of, in a sense, the first shaliach? Is that an application of shaliach as a shaliach? Or is that smack of mele lemon to the shaliachs? What do you think about that? Oh, so comes Noam and says, wait a second. The Kaddish B'Darash is going to cause problems here. Because he redefined what Mili means. Mili no longer means giving over a Maiseh, because giving over a ring, giving over a Shtetl Kiddushin wasn't enough for him. Mili, not Mili, is defined by, is the job done? Or does the recipient have a veto power? By get, the recipient doesn't have a veto power, Mikra Din. By Kiddushin, the recipient does. By a Shtam Matana, what's the Din? Can't force a guy to take a Matana. Guy says, son of those Yechida, he doesn't want to take a matana. I can't force him. So comes the Ketzos, and the next piece of the Ketzos, and that's in Simon Reish Mem Dalet, the other Ketzos. So comes the Ketzos and says, Vim Ose Shaliach, Laholich, it's Reish Mem Dalet Sifkan Days, Vim Ose Shaliach, Laholich Matana Laploni. The Reuven appoints a shaliach to bring a matana to somebody else. But shaliach wrote to the shaliach mukaymai. And now the first shaliach wants to appoint the second shaliach. Bishman dal beis. So Nira says the ktsais. It would appear it should be fine. Nira the afilu shaliach la locha beget shaliach shaliach. Mamash kavachayim. Matachem get where the standards are much higher and the stakes are so much greater, and still the Mishnah says shliach as a shliach. Our sugi the malafim conditions v'shulach 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 as a shliach. So if it works, I get in. And why is that? The reason why it's not mili, mili is only ksivas aget, because you're handing over a get. Nevertheless, when it comes to matana, all of a sudden we have a problem. What do we have a problem? Guess what? Lefi mashakasav and Mordechai perakish mekadesh pasuk kadosh bedarash. We're not going to read the whole thing over again. It's the third time in a row. Read the kadosh bedarash. He says that according to the kadosh bedarash, it's not going to work because came the l'ratzav a kabel in matana avle mi lefil masla matana. So boom, from left field, the Ktzashas comes up with an interesting chiddush twist in the Yemamidus that I would have thought that Yemamidus is the easiest thing to pull off Shlifa Shlifa. I forget, it's the hardest thing because according to the Kodesh B'Gosh, it's not going to work. It's Mila Mim Shlifa Shlifa. So on this chiddush of the Ktzashas, the last chiddush of the Ktzashas in the Sugis of Mili, the Nesivus takes issue with this Ktzashas. And if the Nesivus on, I'll tell you what this is. Nesivus takes issue with this. I'll tell you why it's the Nesivus. The Ktzashas is 1,000% right that if we would have needed shlichos, it would have been a milam imsul shlich. This would have been a classic Kaddish B'darsh's milam imsul shlich. It says in the Sivis, it was a big if here. If you would have needed shlichos, do you need shlichos?
No.
So if I want to go down the root of Zachman, that would have been okay. I don't want to do that. I don't want the person to own the matana now. I want to give you the matana. I hand it to you and I say, when you travel to Australia, when you get to Australia, in a week from now, you'll hand it to him. I don't want to give it to him right now. Zohar Lashon Lefanav would have necessitated being Zohar Lashon right now. So do you need shlichos? Says the Sivis, the Chiddush, says the Sivis. Why do you need shlichos for Kiddush? Why do you need shlichos for Gerusha? Why do you need shlichos for? So
connect the act back to the.
Because there's some kind of an official maisa that has to take place. Whether the maisa is v'nasim v'yodim v'sinus again, or by shtar kedushin v'yotz v'hoisa we derive from v'sinus shtar kedushin, or even by kesef there has to be an asinus a kesef. Kesef looks sort of kachni many. For a kinyan kedushin or for an asinus a get lois get bichal, there's some kind of a physical act that has to take place. And that act requires shlichus. If not, let's say, imagine a world for a minute without shlichus. Imagine there wouldn't have been a world of shlichus. Anyone imagine a world without shlichus? You would have nothing to learn now. A world without shlichus. I'll tell you a story about a world without shlichus. I'll tell you my shirak yachoya. You get a chance, tell Uri Adler over the story. He'll get a quick kick out of it. Okay? He was a shtickle of Aldover in the story. The story goes back. Sometimes I forget how old I am now. 52 already. 52, this happened when I was 13 years old. Shortly after my bar mitzvah. Okay, 39 years ago. I was still in 8th grade. With the SAR, I was in 8th grade. They decided that I should go for, join the high school, not SAR high school, it didn't exist yet. I should go to high school for shiur in the morning and go to English in the afternoon. So it happened to have been, there was a high school time. Manhattan High School, Manhattan Hebrew High School, Sifto Atar, forgot all the details right now. But that was the high school, about 5 blocks away. It wasn't affiliated with the school at all. It's 5 blocks away. So somebody came up with this great idea that I should go there in the morning for shiur, and then I should come in the afternoon for English and travel. So kakav, six months, I was in two different schools at the same time. Here, we'll leave out the logistics, how it worked out. Sometimes there was a little lapse in the middle, sometimes I take a detour home, but whatever, no. unfortunately, by more than once. But if I say, so I was in Rabbi Yitzchak Adler Shir at the time. So some of you may know Rabbi Yitzchak Adler. He's a guy that wrote a sefer, Ion Belumdus. It's a very fascinating person. He was very young, he was in his 20s at the time. And we were learning Bar Mitzvah, the 8th Parak of Bar Mitzvah. And one of the sugars of Shulchan Aruch also comes up beginning the 8th Parak of Bar Mitzvah. So I remember I was one time walking with him. He used to live in Washington Heights. He would come on the bus every day to yeshiva. And sometimes I would take the bus from my parents. Or sometimes I'd be in the same bus with him. And we would walk from the bus stop to get to yeshiva. So I remember I was 13 years old. I was so intimidated. I had no idea, you know. It was the first like Rebbe I really had. And one time we were walking in the street. And he says to me, so tell me. He says, do you think that shlichus is a chiddush? What would the world have looked like without shlichus? He said, what do you think the halacha would have been without shlichus? That's what he said to me. Shlichus a chiddush or shlichus that you could have figured out. Now, everyone should be able to figure that out. It's a tremendous chiddush. Why is it proof to me it's a tremendous chiddush? What does the Gemara need to learn it from? The Gemara needs 15 different psukim to tell me shlichus. Obviously, without the psukim, I never would have figured it out on my own. So that was the question he was posing for me to think a little bit about what would the din have been without shlichus. That was his question. So what did the rules have to do with Uri Adler? So he happens to be Uri's uncle. So roll the clock forward about 35 years or so. I think it must have been Yehuda's. This is old son Yehuda Adler's Bar Mitzvah, where Rabbi Adler was here for Shabbos, and the mitzvah was in Beth Abraham. The mitzvah boy made a seal, and he had asked me. Uri had asked me to give one of the drushes. I knew that Rabbi Adler was going to be here, and hadn't spoken to him about 39 years since about Shlichus. It was Pashas Korach, and one of the Makoros for Shlichus is from the Pasuk Pashas Korach. So I decided to risk it, and I started off my drasha by saying, I'm continuing a conversation that I had with a member of the Adler family 35 years ago. I was posed the question as a bar mitzvah boy, which was barely 13, about what would the world have looked like without Shlichus. And no one knew what I was talking about. So I saw Rabbi Adler couldn't stop laughing. He said, "I couldn't stop laughing." And I didn't remember the story. So, but after we did Russia, so I spoke about being shlichim of previous generations. How we're all shlichim of our grandparents, and shlichim of our avonim, and shlichim of Moshe Rabbeinu. Each generation is a shlichim. That was the drasha. But I piggybacked on his shlichus. So, basically, getting back to our story, what would the world have looked like without shlichus? You could never have given a get out of shlich. What would the world have looked like without shlichus? You could never get married in shlich. Because the Nesinus HaShlich would not be Mesiachas Bakhti. Zoch the Nesinus, what would you still have been able to do even without the Bashar Shlichus? You didn't give presents. You know why? Because there's no din of Asiyas HaMatana. There's no din of Nesinus HaMatana. A Matana means it used to be here and now it's in your property. So you become the owner of that item. That's a din of Mesiyas. You don't need a formal Nesinus. You don't need a Halachi Nesinus. Even Lu Yitzuya says in Nesivas, it's a Maisa Koyf B'Yalma. If I have a gift, I want to give you this Mishnah Berurah. So what do? I pull a donkey, a monkey, and I hand the monkey, the Mishnah Berurah, and say, do me a favor, Mr. Curious George, go walk over to the Bar Mitzvah boy and hand him the Mishnah Berurah. So someone's going to say, oh, the Matana's not Chal, it's a Chalitzanus. The Matana went from me, it's now by you, what's the Achilina? Let's say, I didn't point the Shlif, let's say I took the Mishnah Berurah, I put it on the floor, and I said, come by, please, and pick it up. And the Bar Mitzvah boy picks up. Is that Zoichel? You need a Nisiv. If I get that, doesn't work. A Kedushin could be, it doesn't work. Right? Pardon, that doesn't work. It says the Nisivus of a Tad is not governed by the rules of Shlichus. All that matters is if it started out by the Nisiv and ends up by the Makavo, I don't care whether it went through a monkey, whether it went through the floor, whether it went through Shlichus or Shlichus, look properly. Shlichus or Shlich with the limitation of Nisiv of the Nisivus was only when you require Pasha Shlichus for getting Kedushin. The Mummish, you never needed it. You don't need it. There's nothing to this. That's the chiddush of the receivers against it. So I call upon him, this Ketzos took the sugyas of Nila Lemfeshvich and took it one step further. He was very into this Kaddish Midarish. So he used the Kaddish Midarish to disagree with the Ned Behuda by get the Akroch of his Benazet. He used the Kaddish Midarish to extend the Prince of Nila Lemfeshvich and Shrech Lathanam also. Any place, whenever the Ketzos went to sugya, he had this Mordechai's Kaddish Midarish with Mamish in front of his eyes. We pointed out last week that not most of the Shon probably didn't buy it to the Kaddish Midrash. But Sesh is a big, big, big believer of it and used it to impact it, all the different aspects of Shliach and Nila and Shliach. Okay, so everybody, that was the Shirayim of last week. Now we can begin this week's this week. Again, what was done? Let's go back to...
Could you say that the fact that the woman... What if the woman's dead? So you give the Shliach to get it.
If she's dead, then there's no get. Then you're right. Then she's dead. Then she's dead. Yeah. If he's dead or she's dead, there's no get.
But the shlichus is still probably good, right?
You're asking a fascinating question. Let's say if Reuben appoints a shlich and then Reuben dies, is the shlichus automatically buffalo upon the death of the mishalech? You have to hang in there. We've got a lot to talk about, but that's not this week. It's going to be later. So by the way, let's go back to Ashugim. Back to the Malach of the Malach, and the Gemara has successfully found a whole series of different psukim to teach shlichus. All the psukim had to do with getting kedushin, because those are the only two cases where we, so far, we know shlichus. But now the Gemara questions on the bottom of the Malach of the Malach. Two lines from the bottom. We learned the Mishnah Maseches Trumas, where the Mishnah assumes that shlichus works for Afrasha's Truma, And the Gemara is about to ask, how do you know menonimili? Just because it works by gittin, how do you know it works for truma? So before we get to what the source for shlichus by truma is, we have to learn the Mishnah that the Gemara has two months at the bottom of the Hodis line. A person appoints a shliach to be mafish truma. Say try. So Reuben says to Shimon, go and be mafish truma. There's only one small problem. What did Reuben not tell Shimon?
How much?
Now we know min haTorah, there's no amount. Min haTorah, you just have to be mafish a kol shul. The Gemara says chita achas pateras sakri. You can have a big pile of grain. One piece of grain is good enough to be mafish. Meiser, you have to be a tenth. Truma spice got to be 100. There's shiurim, but truma is filu kol shul. That's min haTorah. The Rabbanan Chazal instituted, you shouldn't be such a cheapskate and just give away a little bit. What should you do? You should give either a 40th or a 50th or a 60th, different shiurim, depending on how much of a cheapskate you are. So if you're a really, really cheap guy, you give a 60th, and Chazal said that's also okay. If you're a regular run-of-the-mill guy, you give a 50th, and if you're a really, really nice guy, then you give a 40th, but it'd be more than a 60th. Bizman Hazeh, with Rebbe Mafresh Truma, we don't even give anywhere near that. You know why? Because the whole Takanas Chachamim to give 40, 50, 60th was to enable who to have a parnasa? The Kohen. The Kohen's not using the Truma anyway. The Truma's all Tommy, Bizman Hazeh, the Kohen's Tommy, it's all getting tossed out anyway. So therefore, Bizman Hazeh, there's no purpose to give anymore. Therefore, we just give, in fact, the culture. That's about the same reason why, when it comes to Freshes Challah, min haTorah, you just have to be mafresh a kol shehu. For the Rabbanan, they instituted the 24th or 48th, depending on your balabayas and achdom, and there are different details in challah. So the poskim write, but bizman hazeh, what are you giving more for? It's all going to the fire anyway. You're wasting, throwing more dough into the fire. So the ikra din bizman hazeh, you can give a mashehu. So we have a minute. There are mochots a minute to give at least a kezayas. It's something. Otherwise, it's like a joke. The person takes off one crumb. So it's a minute to give a kezayis, but it's not a lochmash thing. That's why sometimes when my wife's mafresh chas and the shleshi, is this enough? Is this enough? So I don't look at like, it's not a chilas matzah, it's not a kezayis deraisa. I said, yeah, it's like an aleph. An aleph's about that big. That's good enough. And if it's a little bit less than a kezayis, big deal. The whole thing doesn't matter anyway. The chalas chal anyway, even if it's less than a kezayis. So a person appoints a shliach, one would have expected he would have given him a little bit more specific directions, but he didn't. So he told him, go be mafresh truma. Like in life, you tell somebody, go get the job. You don't bother telling him what to do. He has no idea what to do. So what should this poor shliach do? He can't email back to shliach now. What should he do? So Emil Shluchot say it's Roim, tell him kedas balabayis. So he tries to figure out what would the balabayis have wanted. He knows the guy. Somebody that knows the guy. So he knows that this guy's a really, really nice fellow. He probably would have wanted to give a 40th. This guy's a really stingy guy. Probably would have said, he's a regular guy. He would have given a 50th. So we should try his best to size up what the Das Balabais is. In any of the Das Balabais, he has no idea. He never met him before. It's his first time in the job. So turn the band in this Echad Nechamishim. So he should be 150. So those people are around. What if the Shaliach Piches Asara Hosef Asara? What if instead of doing 150th, he did 140th or 160th? So he's still within the range of normalcy. Then Shubas Truma. Then the Truma B'diavid will be accepted. So again, the right thing to do is to try as best as he can to size up the Das Balabayas, and if he can't, to go for the middle ground. But if he goofed, a little more, a little less, but the Yabba, we can't say it's not Chal, because the only thing that could disqualify it is if the Balabayas really, really didn't want him to do it, but the Balabayas didn't tell us. So unless the Balabayas said, if you take one drop more than 150th, it's no good, so then it would be no good. Then Shlich would be both. But he didn't say it, so we assume that it's all within the realm of the Stam Shlichus. So the Gemara wants to know what's the source of the shlichus by truma. The Gemara goes on a whole tangent trying to figure out what the source of psukim for shlichus by truma is. So we're not going to get to that part tonight. We want to focus in on this Mishnah, on this example, somewhat the strange example, where the directions weren't given, at least not in a clear way. So the bottom line is that the Mishnah says it's okay. So comes Tosfos on the Malach of the base, and references a sugya that appears in Bav Metzia. I put the Gemara Bav Metzia in the Gemara Kamos also. I put that sheet on.
Yes.
Okay. So we could just read a little bit of the Tosfos when we go to that Gemara afterwards. So comes Tosfos. It's on the first of the skinny lines in the Tosfos on the mouth of the base. Vekosha says Tosfos, why is even the Diavad this one? The Maishna, the Hada Omar, Omer Shluchot Seyutrom. If a person says to the shaliach, go separate truma, didn't tell him what, where, how, v'holach v'tarah, And he went ahead and he was mafresh truva. But here, it's not a question of quantitatively how much he was mafresh, but rather it's a question of qualitatively. Did he take from the really, really good stuff, or did he take from not such good stuff? So if I would have spelled out to the guy, Baruch HaBircha Ketana, I don't want you to take from the very fancy crop, and he went ahead and violated my directions, so the shlichus would be bottled, because the shlich has no right to go against the das balamas. But I gave him very, very powerful, very, very neutral instructions, and I said, say Utrayim, and he goes ahead, and he went ahead and he was Torim, and he took from the good stuff. So now we're trying to figure out, is the balabais happy with what he did, or is the balabais fuming with what he did? So why don't we just ask the balabais? So listen to what the balabais says. So Eibel Shluchot Tzeyotro, Balachotok, Im Omolo Balabais, Kalachetzel Yafas. When the balabais finds out what the shliach did, that the shliach took from the good stuff, he says to the shliach, ah, you should go to the good stuff. Kavaldik, you should go to the good stuff. So is that a sign that he's happy or mad? Some people are expressing, you know, joy. Other people are expressing sarcasm. So he said, ah, great job you did there, right? Great job, you take for the good stuff. So what did the balabais mean? So the Gemara says, we could figure out what he meant based on the following facts. Im nimtzu yafas ben trumasa truma. Vim lav ein trumasa truma. If it turns out that there really are other good crops around, so the balabai says, ah, geshmak, avalde, kol hakavod, you took from the good. So then, he probably meant it. But, if there's nothing around, so what do you mean he's saying, yeah, great, go take from the good, but there's nothing around. Then it's cynical, and he's saying, you, ninkapoop, I told you to be mafish truma, you took my best stuff, you should have taken the cheap garbage. So then it's cynicism. And if it's cynicism, the tantamount to retroactively, the balabais is not happy with what happened. If the shliach oversteps the boundaries of what he was appointed to do, he's over from the das of balabais and the shliach is spot. So here, the Gemara quotes a whole sugya. You have to psychoanalyze what the balabais did or didn't mean. We're trying to figure out from context whether he's happy or upset. And imtim t'loimet, that the shliach erred a little bit, and the balabais is not happy with that error, then the shliach is batel. So fact is akasha. And our sugi is also not so thrilled necessarily. Here, the shliach heard. I told him, take off truma. Without specifying otherwise, the stam statement of take off truma means 1 out of 50. And what does the Mishnah say? Pichas asas v'sarcha masa truma. If he errs by a whole 10%, it's a lot. He errs by a significant amount. He takes off 1/40th instead of 1/50th. So we say, good, it's all right. It's also okay. You know why? Because he wasn't told otherwise. So says, let's make a bimah. When a shliach gets very, very vague directions, he was just told bimah for shuma, never specified qualitatively how much, never specified quantitatively how much. He wasn't told anything. Do we look later on and say, you violated the das balabais, or do we say, no, if as long as it was within the ballpark, it's still okay? So we're getting different answers, different nuances from different sugyas. In Kedushin, we're saying, we're giving the shliach a little bit of a window of error, margin of error, and whereas in Bav Metzia, we're saying, no, you have to be mamish exact, and if you went ahead and took fancier than you were entitled to, that you authorized to, the shliach is no good. So what's the difference? So Tosa skips down a little bit further. V'yesh leimar. So Tosa says what we would call almost like a Metzia's terrors. V'yesh leimar. The hosam ha'nu taima, l'visha ein derech b'nei adam livra ha'yafos, k'dei litrom el ha'beninim. Aval hocha, v'visha harbe b'nei adam dark and litrom b'ayin yofe, matzi l'meim al ha'chi meretich, u'botlas daitech eitzel daiti l'mashe meretich. What does Tosa say? A very simple Metzia's answer. There's a difference between quantity and quality. When it comes to quantity, it is within the realm of normalcy to be mafresh 140, 150, or 160. If you really wanted a certain number, then you should have told them specifically what the number was. You left it vague, he's within that window, within the margin of error. 140, 150, 160 are normal. When it comes to nice stuff, a normal guy is not the biggest, nicest person to the kohen. He's not going to give away his fancy schmancy stuff. He'll give the kohen the average kind of stuff.
You, Shaliach, went ahead and went above and beyond the call of duty. You went and gave the fanciest, most expensive crop to the Kohen. Unless the Baal HaBayis is okay with that, unless he tells us retroactively he's okay with that, we cannot sanction that. So we're going to be much more skeptical when it comes to a change in quality than to a change in quantity. So this is how Tysus presents the answer to the quote unquote stira. It's not a stira, it's pure matzias, it's pure psychology. Is the Baal HaBayis happy or not happy? The quantity, he's basically okay with it, but quality is probably not okay with it. Ad kan divrei Tysus. Is there any other possible solution to this problem? Any other possible answer?
When's the stam shlichus? He just says go take chumah, as opposed to one he implies something. Right?
Well, both places he said to him, in our Mishnah he says omer l'shlucho tzeitrom, and there Tosfos is quoting omer l'shlucho tzeitrom. Right. So it seems to be pretty similar. Did they put the Rambam on the Marmar Kamis? Is that the Rambam?
I don't know if he took a picture.
Right, those who have Rambams on their phones could look along. No, I'll read you two Rambams. I read you two rabbis. Perhilchus Trumas, Perdalad, Halacha Zayin. Ha'omel Shlucho, Seir Teron, Torim Kedasha Balabayas, Vayadebo Shevayin Yura, Afashach Bishishim, basically this entire mission. Okay? And then if the guy makes a mistake a little bit, no, it's Bidiyavit, okay. So remember the first opening two words of the Rambam, Ha'omel Shlucho. Listen to the way the Rambam presents the Sugin Bav Mitzia. In Perek Dalad, it's in Mishnah Gimel. Okay? Hatarim Shalom Brishus. Person went ahead and separated Chumah without permission, without authorization. Oshiyar the Sachsada Chaveray, Velichet Peres Shalom Brishus Kadesh Yichem Vitarim. He goes in and takes his friend's fruit, he's going to take Chumah later. In Bo Balabais, Yom Lakalachetel Yafis, Im Hayasham Yafos, then with the Abba Chumasa Chuma Shre in a Makbid. If you hoy la sham yafos, ain't Chumasa Chuma. So the Rambam is quoting our case in Kedushin and the case that Tosfos is referenced from Bava Metzia. In one case, the Rambam introduces with the famous words of Ha'omel L'Shlucho, and in the other case, there's not a boon, not a mention of Ha'omel L'Shlucho. What does that lead us to believe? That is the answer to the question. That the Kushim Mekor Leis, there never was a Shlichus in the first case, or in the second case, in the case of Bava Metzia. The reason why in Bava Metzia you don't have the margin of error is because you weren't a Shlich in the first place. So Kozban, you were appointed as a Shlich, then you have a shtickle margin of error. But if you weren't a Shlich, then forget it. There's no margin of error whatsoever. That's clearly the answer to the quote-unquote steer between the two div. No, what's the Kasher by say?
Say
Trump, huh? Did it say a Trump? Let's take a look at Bava Metzia.
In the quality case, you say there was no shlichus?
That's what the Rambam just said. The Rambam said the same. Torah Shalom B'Shus. He wasn't appointed as a shlich.
So it's not a Prussia.
So Dr. Fisher is asking, wait a second, the Rambam is guilty of overkill. He said if there was no shlichus, so how does it ever work? Tosfos convinced us we were talking about that Reuben appoints a shaliach, and then it was unclear what the directions were, and then Shimon goes in and he does something funny. So you have to pilpul, was Reuben happy, not happy? But if he's not a shaliach, so what are we wasting our time talking about? There's no fresh of a chlal if it's not a day shalichus. Why are you so convinced that that's true? The Rambam clearly wasn't convinced of that.
So I could go to your field and my shuva for you as a favor?
That is exactly what we're asking. That's what we're asking. So let's take a look at Bava Tzich, Chabezim and Aleph. Let's take a look at Bava Tzich, Chabezim and Aleph. First one line is Eyusha Miyash. Toshma, middle one. Toshma. First one line is Eyusha Miyash. It's about 15 lines down from the top. Toshma. Ketzer Omru HaTorim Shalom Bidas Truma Sa Truma. What's the case where Chazal said that I can be mafresh truma from somebody else's fruit without his das? Hareisha Yara B'Sof Stei Chaveray B'Liket B'Torim Shalom B'Shus. Im Chayshav Shum Gezel, if the owner is upset about it because of Gezel, ain't Truma Sa Truma. V'im Lava, the owner is okay with it, Truma Sa Truma. U'minayim Yadayim Chayshav Shum Gezel Lava. How in the world do you know? This is the Gemara that Tosfos is quoting. This is the Gemara that the Rambam is quoting. Who's right in how they're quoting by the Rambam? There's not a mention, not a boom, not a word about shlichus here. So what led Tosfos to believe that they're shlichus, to put the word shlichus into the brisa, and to then present it as a kasha, and to be forced to differentiate between quality and quantity? Is the Rambam's pshat somewhat simpler? So the answer is, Tosfos read the next five lines of the Gemara. The Gemara sticks in the word shlichus into here. The original Brisa doesn't have the word shlichus in it. The Amoraim said, you have to stick shlichus in here. Why do you have to stick shlichus in here? So we don't know yet. So now what behooves us to understand is, we have to go back to Bava Tzich, Chabezim and Aleph, and understand why shlichus does or doesn't belong. Why Tosfos felt that the Gemara, of course, stuck shlichus in it. It's not even a shaila. And for some deep, dark secret, the Rambam felt, no great need to put shlichus in here. We can keep the word shlichus out of the picture. And by keeping the word shlichus out of the picture, we've solved the dilemma between when the frasha is good, when the frasha is not good, when there's a window of margin of error. But according to the Rambam's pshat, we're left with a very, very strange thing, something which is counterintuitive. You could be mafresh truma for somebody else, even without having been told to do so. That's exactly what the Gemara said. Ketzer Amro Torah Shalom B'Shus Chumas Chuma. So we got a lot of work cut out for us. So we see clearly there's a machlekes of Rishon Tosfos in the Rambam here. Because Tosfos quotes Shlichos, 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 and then added differentiate quantity and quality. The Rambam left out the word Shlichos, and therefore it's a simple chid. So does the word Shlichos belong here or not belong here? So the answer to that question is, well, why is this sugya in Bava Tzich, Chabezim and Aleph in the first place? What is it even doing here? Why? It's El Metzias. What does that have to do with Metzias? The answer is, now you have to think back to your fifth or sixth grade, the years, back to year Shalom Das. So you have to go back to the beginning of El Metzias. We have to learn together, at least start to learn together a little bit of a sugya in Bavmetzia, and then be able to see how this is going to relate back to the Truma, to the Shlichos, and ultimately come back to this Tosfos. So I put Chafalf and Beis also on. No, just put Chavez mouth. Okay, I should have put Chavez and Beis on, so I'm assuming everyone remembers back from fifth grade. So we'll say it over really, really quickly. Chavez and Beis, and get us into the swing of things to get to Chavez and mouth. Yeah, this whole stuff was it. This whole song. That's right. Yeshua Minas. We can spend the whole Zban Yeshiva and Yeshua Minas. Okay, so Rabbi said we need to find some terms properly. Yush. So first thing I thought was how to pronounce it, Yusha Yehush. Maybe that's the Hefta Sons of it. So Yesh Lamidas, and we're not going to even talk about the Kutzkas pshat. Kutzkas is a fancy. Yesh Lamidas, you know what it means? The guy's been shy, you should give up with life. Shalomidas. You can't, the shows you don't have any sense. No sechel. The person's really thinking we'd have to be shy. Okay. But now we get to what Yesh Lamidas really does. The first Mishnah de Lamitzias tells us a very simple principle when it comes to Hashem's Aveda. If Reuben loses something and Shimon finds it, when do we say there's a mitzvah Hashem's Aveda? When do we say find his keepers, losers, weavers? That's a simple question. The Mishnah says it all depends on one factor. Was the owner Misyayish, or was the owner not Misyayish? Did the owner give up hope of ever finding it, or did the owner not give up hope? How in the world would I don't know if Ruach HaKodesh, how would I ever know whether the owner gave up hope or not? So the Mishnah says it's a very, very simple way to track, a very, very simple way to measure. What is the determining feature? If it has a siman or doesn't have a siman. If Reuben lost something which has his name in it, has a siman in it, so that he's most probably not going to give up hope. If Reuben dropped a dollar bill in the middle of the street and there's no way of a member identifying it, then he'll probably just give up. Kiss, they forget about chocolate up for a lost dollar, and no big deal. So comes the Gemara and say, comes the Mishnah and says, all of Hashem's event, the entire parak Be'el Metzias, is predicated on that idea, that if there was Yush, then you're allowed to keep it. If there's no Yush, you're not allowed to keep it. Before we even get to the Machlokes Zebayin Rava about Yush L'Midas, which is going to introduce us to the sugya of Afreshes Truma, which is with or without a shliach, where in the world did that come from? Who told Chazal that's true? The whole parak assumes that. And nowhere does, at least in Talmud Bavli, does the Gemara ever ask, Minah Hanimili, Minayim, how do you know? How do Yush works? If you state the Yush works. So Rashi, in Masechet Bava Kama, hopefully, it's not even Bava Mitzvah, it's not Bava Kama, Rashi digs up a Mokar. The Mokar is what's called Zuto Shoyan. So Zuto Shoyan. The Gemara says that what if ocean comes, a tsunami comes and overflows, or the riverbanks overflow, Shalisha Sonar, and it sweeps away my property, it throws everything down 100 miles downstream. And somebody sees my couch floating in the ocean, the Gemara says you're allowed to take the couch no matter what. Not even a question, you're allowed to take the couch. How do you know you're allowed to take the couch? It's Pasuk Chumash. The Pasuk says, V'chein ta'aseh l'chol aveidas achicha, asher toiva bimenu mitzasa. What do those words mean? Asher toiva bimenu mitzasa. That means, my brother lost his object and I found it. Asher tova, what's the key word? Mimenu. It's lost from him. The mitzvah of Shavuos Aveid applies when my brother personally lost something. He can't find it. He dropped it. Azuta Shayam is what's called Avuda Mimenu Umikol Adam. When the river comes and brings things downstream 10 miles, that's called Avuda Mikol Adam. It's lost Lagamre, and anyone's allowed to take it. Comes Rashi and says, that's the Mokka for Yush. How's that the Mokka for Yush? Says Rashi, why does the Torah say that? What's the lumbus of that? Because if the river comes, the tsunami comes and takes the stuff 100 miles away. Why is it that the person is allowed to take it? And it's heart and soul. What's that based on? Every Zuta Shayam is inevitably going to be a what? A Yush. So now we can extrapolate from Zuta Shayam is ultimate Yush. That's like the super duper Yush. But even a little Yush. I drop the dollar bill in the middle of a Times Square and I come back 5 minutes later. I'm never going to find that. No simon on it. So that's also acceptable. So Zot Rashi, Kava. That the mokor for the din of Yush and Kol Targu, all of it was Aveda, is from that one wild, crazy case of Zuta Shriya. So many, many Rishon, probably most of Rishon, most of Rishon disagree with Rashi and say, that's not the mokor for Yush, that's the exception to the rule. The din of Zuta Shriya means, even if the guy's running downstream, the guy's running after the tsunami, say, I'm not Mishyayish, I'm not Mishyayish, you're still allowed to keep it. That's not an Aveda, that's Torah Hitira. That has nothing to do with the Shabbos Aveda. The Torah is massive. I'm not doing Yush. So Reuben Rishon says that's not even the Mokka for Yush. What is the Mokka for Yush? It's not clear what the Mokka for Yush is. The Torah suggests another Mokka. The Mishnah says later on in the Metzias that the Torah singles out a lot of different kinds of lost objects. V'chein ta'aseh l'shoro, v'chein ta'aseh l'chamoro, v'chein ta'aseh l'simloso, to his garment. Why does the Torah give him one example, another example? It's all the same Aveda. Why does the Torah spell out a garment? So the Mishnah says, because a garment usually has simanim. In the olden days, people made their own stuff. When you go to the store, everyone's wearing the same suit. So in the olden days, I made this garment and know exactly what it looked like. I had a siman on the garment. It was a handmade garment. Custom-made garment. So every simla, every garment, is going to have a siman. The Torah says, you have to be meishir aveda if it's something like a garment which has a siman on it. What's the rationale for that? Why is a siman important? Why does the Torah single out a davar sheish bo siman? Zoktaisis, because the davar sheish bo siman, inevitably the owner is not what? Not Mishyayish. So that's the mokor of the din of Yush. So Machlokes Rashi and Taisis, what is the mokor? At the end of the day, everyone agrees that the din deraisa, there is a din of Yush. No shadow about this din of Yush. So come the Avaroi and Rabbi and Rabbi are the following major Machlokes. What if I find a lost object? There's no siman on it. And I know for a fact that if the owner would have known that he lost it, he would have been Mishyash right away. What's the small technical problem?
He doesn't know.
He doesn't know he lost it. So it's a big if. If he would have known he lost it, he would have been Mishyash. But he doesn't know he lost it yet. And I want to pick it up now and say, well, right now, I think it's mutter. And when he's b'siyayish, in a week from now, when he finds out, he'll be b'siyayish retroactively. Does that make sense or not? So Rava says, yeah, that's okay. That's called Yush Lomidas. And Abaye says, love Yush, that's not acceptable. That's the background. That's the first two, three lines in Perek Lomidas. Everyone agrees there's a parasha of Yush. Machlokes Abaye and Rava is, in order for Yush to work, must it be preceded by a knowledge, or we can... we'll paskin now, get the knowledge later. As long as I know for a fact there'll be Mishayish in a week from now, that's good enough even now. That was in the Kusim of Chayzibad. What does that have to do with anything whatsoever? Comes the Gemara and says, that Machlek Zaman Rav is not a Machlek Zaman Mitzis. It's a Machlek Zaman Kol Tor Kula. It has ramifications in Hilchas Tumah V'Tahara. If a person finds out something later, how does that react from a Freya? And it has implications for Hilchas Shlichus and Hilchas Precious Truths. Can you act on my behalf if I don't even know that you're acting on my behalf? But if I find out, when I find out, I'm happy, but I don't know yet. Comes the Gemara and says, that's the same type of Mishaila. Again, it's a different area of Allah, but it's the same fundamental principle. So the Gemara begins with Chabezim and Alf to relate that Machlek Zabayin Rava to a Frush's Truba for some, on behalf of somebody else without being authorized to do so. And that's what's going to set the stage for the Machlek is Tosin and Rama. So we have a lot of work cut out for us on the next week, trying to figure out what types of Rambam are fighting about, what the Kudus Machlokes, how this impacts on Truma, and how this impacts on many, many other areas related to this discussion. Okay, so next week, we're going to have the first time of Hanukkah, the Adam Mislaram, the first time.